WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Strong Stats, your daily dose of stoicism to kickstart your day right. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can be a real roller coaster sometimes, right? We get caught up in the hassle, comparing ourselves to others, chasing unrealistic goals, and before we know it, we're drowning in self-criticism. Sound familiar? That's why today's focus is on something incredibly powerful: cultivating self-compassion and self-acceptance. You see, true strength doesn't come from pushing yourself relentlessly without a break. It comes from understanding that you're human with flaws, mistakes, and moments of weakness. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, easier said than done. Trust me, I get it. But that's why we're here, to break down these powerful concepts into actionable steps that you can actually implement in your daily life. First things first, let's talk about mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in a whirlwind of negative thoughts? Like, I messed up that presentation, or I'm not good enough. Mindfulness is all about stepping back from those thoughts and observing them without judgment. It's like watching clouds drift by, acknowledging their presence without getting swept away by them. Practice bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your senses, your surroundings. This simple act can create space between you and those critical voices in your head. Next up, let's talk about self-kindness. We're often our own harshest critics, right? But think about it. Would you talk to a loved one the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer someone you care about. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Don't dwell on the past or beat yourself up over it. Now, let's dive into self-acceptance. This is all about embracing your strengths and weaknesses, the good, the bad, and everything in between. We all have unique talents and flaws. Instead of trying to hide your imperfections, own them. Remember, true beauty and strength come from authenticity. Another important point is practicing gratitude. It's so easy to focus on what we lack, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective dramatically. Think about the people you love, the roof over your head, a delicious meal, the little things that often go unnoticed. Cultivating gratitude helps us feel more content and fulfilled, which in turn fosters self-compassion. Finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel confident and strong, and there will be days when you struggle. That's okay. The key is to keep practicing these principles, even on the tough days. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving for growth. Here's an example that might resonate. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, but you stumble over your words and feel like you bombed it. Instead of spiraling into self-criticism, take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on what you learned from the experience. You can even try practicing self-compassion by saying something kind to yourself, like, "It's okay, I'll do better next time," or "I'm proud of myself for trying my best." See? It's not about being perfect, it's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. So, remember this. You are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Embrace your imperfections, practice self-acceptance, and treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend. Remember, strong starts come from within, from cultivating a mindset of self-love and acceptance. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep those stoic vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.